Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you, my friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. A great place to shop for a brand new Yamaha golf cart, perhaps an ATV, UTV, e-bike, motorcycle, snowmobile, lawnmower, anything with an engine, as David Lee Roth once said. They have a full service department as well. If you have anything that you own, you can get it repaired there. They specialize in things like that. So a lot going on as we kick off this show. First of all, let me just tell you that the first part of this show will be shorter than a typical first part of this show. And there has to be, I guess what I'm getting at is, you know how like on Mondays how I have the workplace staff meeting and then I actually stop the stream and then I'll pick it up later after the staff meeting? Today is like that because I have my yearly physical that I've been putting off and putting off for some stupid reason. I don't know why. And then finally they said, look, Easy, if you don't get this physical, you cannot get your prescriptions filled for the medicines that you take. So, all right, fine, I'll go. I know. I should have gone. They want you to see. I always encourage appropriate medical care because you never know what can happen in a year. You know, you don't want to skip the doctor visits. So that is today, and that starts at 10:45 a.m. So that means we'll only go for, a handful of minutes here and then pick it back up. Everybody who was witness to the calamity that was the live stream yesterday is hoping and praying that the whatever it was, the gremlins in the system that were causing all sorts of nonsense with this live stream yesterday will not resurface or manifest. It's really a mystery as to what was going on, but it sure was frustrating to sit here, and I'm sure it was frustrating for you as an audience to try to consume material where, you know, I start talking and then all of a sudden the live stream craps out. It's the live stream is part of a bigger puzzle. There was a time when I wouldn't do a live stream. I would just record an audio podcast and then post it. It hasn't happened a lot, but it has happened. And I can tell you that, you know, it's so burned into my psyche to have that idea of it being live, albeit only with the, however many people we get in here, the paltry number of people that actually watch it. But it's still very, very important. I have to have that type of interaction to have the type of show that I want. It's just weird to be talking with literally no one hearing. Even if there was five people hearing, it would be better than none. If there was one, it'd be better than none. And from my standpoint, I always treat every time I broadcast as 8 million people are listening. And if you, in your brain, you know that that doesn't exist, it takes something away, in my opinion, of it kind of, I don't know, it just makes the presentation different. And I don't know why that is, but it's very difficult to maintain the sound that I'm looking for. without knowing that the audience is here. Man Bun Chris with a question. And before I read this, it's important to note that when it comes to things that I talk about, by the time the show is done, I have probably forgotten what I've spoken about. With that being said, Man Bun Chris, is the first thing he wrote was, "Did you hear anything from the program you were showing us?" And when I first saw that, I was like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. He follows up with, I can't remember the name of it, StreamYard maybe. No, it's Streamlabs, OBS. That explains it. No, I didn't. I sent the, hey, you've been having trouble, problems with the software crashing. And I heard nothing. Actually, I take it back. They sent me a thing saying, hey, we've submitted a trouble ticket for you. And then I haven't heard anything. Time went on yesterday. I finished the broadcast, finally. And it was, you know, I limped to the finish line. It was that bad. And then I went ahead and did a live stream of just me working around here. Just to see if I could get any type of momentum to keep the stream going. And it worked fine. Nick in Houston says, hello from Texas, unpaid air traffic controller checking in here. So I guess that means that Nick is a federal employee. And as you know, there is a government shutdown. So without a budget in place, that means that I guess he doesn't get paid, but he still has to work. Well, it doesn't mean like you'll never get paid. When they approve the budget, which they will eventually, you will then be paid. But I wouldn't, you know, you're not working for free. So don't look at it that way, because the last thing anybody wants is air traffic controller who's disgruntled with this job. Have you heard of that term called quiet quitting? Where people show up to work and they don't do anything. They just look busy. They've essentially quit their jobs. The last thing you want is air traffic controller quiet quitting. Also, because I can't pay attention to everything, I totally forgot that you were an air traffic controller. Did I even know that? I think I might have known that. Are you listening or watching the broadcast while you're guiding planes to their destinations to keep them safe? Because that sounds horrible. I would guess you would need utmost concentration to keep track of them in that job. Branjo is here talking about me doing the show live. I think it's the feeling of high stakes. It might be. Nick says, I'm off today. Okay, I got you. So you're not at work. Yeah, I don't ever want to see you say, hey, I'm at work. Guiding planes to their destination, watching and listening to your show. Becca Shea says it reminds me of the scene in Breaking Bad. Yeah, it's exactly right. I don't want to get into it, but you got to watch the show. I still, to this day, when I'm bored, roll old clips of Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul or El Camino and just watch them. And what I'm noticing lately is when I watch these, they all seem brand new to me. I think that has to do with my foggy brain. I don't recall the scenes. There are a few that stand out that are outstanding, but and maybe they stand out because I've watched them on repeat on YouTube clips. Alan's here. He says, I listen and interact while driving 80 miles an hour down the road. Basically the same thing. Yeah, be careful, big guy. Branjo says, was El Camino good? I remember it coming out, but never checked it out. Of course it was. The three greatest pieces of television ever made have been Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, El Camino. There is no other choice. There are no other choices. Everything else pales in comparison. And Better Call Saul is actually better than Breaking Bad, somehow. I don't know how, but incredible. The writing, the plot points, the twists, the turns, the performances by the actors, everything had to be perfect. Man Bun Chris here and says Ozark is a close second to those. Not even close. Huge failure. And you know why? It's because it falls into the category of the writers doing a show, get it built up to a point, and then they run out of gas and they stop being creative. They stop writing appropriately. They come up with shit. The final season of Ozark is one of the worst that I have ever watched. All it was Ruth listening to rap music and various meetings. That's all the show was. Meetings and Ruth listening to rap music. God, did that suck. I don't even recall how it ended, frankly. It was so bad. And I watched every episode. I watched every minute of Ozark. Bread Bull Chris, Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I started rewatching Breaking Bad a while ago, that first season with Walt and Skyler there. So annoying. Yeah. What I love about that is it gets better because no Skyler in Breaking Bad. Nick in Houston, referring to Ruth, says the quote, I don't know shit about fuck, is the best Ruth quote of all time. Great character. Man Bun Chris says, my quote, I don't remember any of the ending, but I know it sucked. No, it did. And I say that because if I cannot remember an ending, that tells me that I was annoyed as shit when I finished it and went, oh, fuck you. Yeah, I remember some guy was at the residence and then window got shot out or something like that. And then they all lived and drove off into the wild blue yonder. It was just horrible. All right. So welcome to you. I appreciate you all being part of this broadcast. The physical today, as I said, that happens at 10:45 Eastern time. So I can't go very long on this deal before I got to bail and go to the dock and then come back and restart the podcast. That's what I'm going to do. I need to stress to you something very, very important. If you are a member of Patreon, it's very, very important that you check out yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and you need to watch it in its entirety. Because with the usual moments, high points, low points, in between points that exist during it, there was one particular moment that took place that we discussed something, and then it came back around with one of the most unbelievable plot twists that I have ever been a part of. Okay, so if you are part of Patreon, you have to watch that. If you are not, I'm telling you, you must do this. This is all I ask, just because it's you have to absorb it the way everybody else absorbed it. I want you to go and get it for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. It doesn't cost you anything, but you have to do this. Okay? So when I get done later on today, I want to be looking at my email saying, hey, so-and-so signed up for free. So-and-so signed up for free. Just do that. That's all you got to do. And cancel it if you have to. You get the 7 days free. All right? No matter what. So if you sign up and cancel it, you're still getting the 7 days. My belief is you'll like it so much that you'll want to keep it going. You just go back in and re-enable your payment form, and then it'll charge you $5 or $10 a month. So without spoiling anything, There was a piece of subject matter that we were discussing, and then it ended. Later on, it was put right in front of our faces again with this ridiculous plot twist. And the reactions, you have, because you'll be able to see all the faces of everybody, the reactions when the revelation is made. In particular, I was like, oh, what? It was that one of those Eric Zane Curb Your Enthusiasm moments. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, my God. It's wild, as Freeman would say. I was like, what? Huh? Man. Black Belt Nick says, I must have been super drugged out. I need to do it again. Tova says, I must have missed that moment or I just have brain damage. Well, sometimes people just listen to it or watch it as background noise. But I'm telling you, remember all the times I've talked to you about where I felt like I put my foot in my mouth or, you know, I cringed at something I did or said or it got me into hot water and I was like, oh, God. This was, oh. You could feel it. You could actually feel it. And I am so happy that it happened. So go there and don't ask anything. Just watch it from beginning to end. You'll know it when it hits. It's incredible, my God. All right. I'm going to leave it right there because I'm going to the doctor. Enjoy the rest of your mid-morning, and I will be back with more after I go to the doctor.
Ah, there you go. You got a nice Michigan shirt on. Ah, there you go. You got a nice Michigan shirt on.
Facebook fight, Facebook fight. You are wrong and I am right. You are a stupid prick. You can suck my big fat dick. This is another Facebook fight.
From that carnival ride up, I think at the, was it in Traverse City? That looked like it was in a, it's full of people, and it looked like it was going to tip over, and everybody rushed to help balance the thing. I was reading from the Eric Zane Show podcast, and they had the video. And his quote was, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush to help. Oh, Zane. Every time Eric Zane, it seems like he's going to settle down and just be a good guy. He completely alienates a half his audience. It's amazing. On a serious note, that how about the people who came and balance that? Now, I'm not going to jump on these rides at all. You know what I love about carnivals? Their food. I'm not lying. Food and cold beer or cold beverages. But if you're the Eric Zane Show podcast, you can't put as a headline over the video, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush to help. Oh, gosh. I'm not going to stereotype carnies, okay? I'm not going to do that. I applaud the people who just all rushed there to balance it, to stop the damn ride and let the people get off before there was tragedy. And the reason we can laugh is that there was no tragedy. And I think Eric should retract his paragraph above the video. Poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Third people rush to hell. 24/7. The podcast.
Hello again. Welcome back to act number two of today's broadcast. The trip to the physician is now over. I met with the doc, not my regular doc. This is, it was a scheduling snafu, so I had to meet with the doc that I've never met with before. But she was cool. Totally cool. And I didn't, okay. So typically when I see my regular doc, at some point, his whole hand is going in my butt. This doc was not interested in any of that. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day, probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Which leads me to believe that perhaps my regular doc is doing it for pleasure. I don't know. If he is doing it for pleasure, I don't mind. Because it's quite pleasurable to me. Not really, because he's not gentle. Very rough. You got to take it easy, man. And you're supposed to use lube. You're not supposed to, like, spit on your finger. Three. Count them, three vaccinations for your old pal EZ. I had, I think this one was RSV, which is some type of thing that'll fuck you up. And then I got the flu. Flu and COVID. COVID hurt. And then there was the talk about the hip. She says, you have anything new? I go, yeah, I got this hip. So I explained to her what's up. She goes, okay. You know how this works, don't you? I go, I sure do. She says, okay, first thing we're going to do is an x-ray. You want that today? I go, absolutely. She goes, the x-ray, and then we're going to see what we can see. If you have a tear of your labrum, which I thought was part of the vagina. If you have a tear in your labrum, the x-ray will not reveal that. But we got to check these boxes off in order. If you don't check the boxes off in order, it's not going to work for the insurance company. As much as I might think, just give me the MRI, they can't just willy-nilly give you things. In order for insurance to operate appropriately, x-ray, it reveals whatever it reveals, but we don't see anything abnormal, let's say. I call back, well, I'm still in discomfort. Okay, we're going to do the physical therapy route, Eric. So you're going to do a few rounds of physical therapy. We're going to try to get that hip working the way it's supposed to be. Okay, no relief. All right, I'm still struggling. Order the MRI. All right, then that's how that works. That's how insurance covers it. Now, if at any one point you try to short circuit this process, you're going to end up paying for it out of pocket. And then what most people would do these days is then shoot someone in the insurance industry. The second you get a bill that you weren't expecting, the way it's accepted nowadays, you can just go shoot anyone. So you call anybody who's in insurance, say, hey, can I come visit? Yeah, sure. And you just shoot him. And then they'll arrest you and lock you up. And then generally people 40 years old and under, maybe like 45 and under, they will support you because you shot someone and killed them who works in the insurance industry. Okay. It's terrible. People most at risk of violence these days are Palestinians, political commentators, political leaders, school children, and anyone in the insurance industry. Outside of that, you're safe. All right. So I think we're all good. I like this doc. She was so nice. Little bit of a loud talker because, like, I could hear the conversation going on with the patient in the next room. It sounded to me like he's going to die. I'm not kidding. This is how we'll treat the cancer. I'm like, what the? So I'm trying to, just very loud talker. So then I laid down and fell asleep because, like, the appointment started at 10:45 and it's 11:20, 11:25, and I'm sleeping. Knock at the door. Oh, God. Sit up. Hey, how are you? Put on my I wasn't sleeping at all face. Dad and Joanne this weekend. Saturday, Pooh Bear and I make the trip across the state Gotta keep an eye on things, I guess, as best as we can. Give a break to Sue, stepsister Sue, and Jim, my stepsister's husband. They're kind enough to open up their second house so that Joanne can convalesce and my dad can. My dad in this setting, being that he's a 92-year-old dementia patient, 92 in March, he doesn't know where the hell he is. And he's got Joanne there, but he's incredibly confused. So every other time he opens his mouth, every 90 seconds, where am I? Why am I here? What's happening? So, oh, well, Dad, so you got to get used to this answer every time. Yeah, you're at Jim and Sue's spare house that they have here while Joanne. Well, why can't I go home to my house? Well, because, you know, there's a lot of steps and stuff there. It's just kind of a tiny house. And this is easier for people to keep an eye on you too, because, well, you need people to keep eyes on you. And then he'll get all that down and he'll understand it. And then about 60 seconds later, you're going to have that conversation again. And I guess he's going around, and the thing he's been saying nonstop for like 2 weeks is, the guns of Navarone! Oh, like the guns of Navarone! Which, I'm not sure what the guns of Navarone is. I've heard of it. I don't know where Navarone is, and I don't know why they have guns. But I think this is a wartime reference, and I'm pretty sure there was a book and or a film made about these guns in Navarone. Oh, the guns of Navarone! Now, when I was growing up as a kid, I remember everybody was talking about a fucking movie called Force 10 from Navarone, which does have something to do with the guns of Navarone. But why the fuck he's talking about it, I don't know. Everything is guns of Navarone. That's what happens in a dementia person's brain. Hey, Dad, we got some a tuna noodle casserole. Oh, I love that. Like the guns of Navarone. Let's eat it up, guy. This is his new thing that he gets hung up on. He'll get something in his brain and it's just not leaving. Johnny Yet on the spot. Stevie writes, in 1943, a small commando team is sent to destroy huge German guns on the Greek island of Navarone in order to rescue Allied troops trapped in Keros. Led by British Major Franklin, played by Anthony Quayle, the team includes American Mallory, which is Greg, played by Gregory Peck, Greek resistance fighter Stavros, which is played by Anthony Quinn. Okay, there you go. I'm sure based on a true story. So the guns of Navarone. Wow, guy, this is delicious. It's as delicious as the guns of Navarone, guy. So it doesn't really make sense. So I'm gearing up for a day on Saturday of guns of Navarone references over and over and over again. All right. Health is big in our household. Stevie's dog, Stevie's adopted dog, O'Neill, behind me, is headed off to the vet on Friday. Should be good. Senior dog, wish us luck. Stevie says you should watch The Guns of Navarone with your dad. Wow. That's a great idea. I think I may have mentioned this. And I talked about how this is common with dementia patients. They might reference something from their past and it influences present time. I want to go home. I want to go home. This is before he started staying at Marquis's house. I want to go home, guy. I want to go home. And he's at his house. And Mike says, you are at home. He goes, no, I want to go to my home. And then Mike goes, Iran? Yes, Tehran, Iran, Zaragande. I want to go home to Zaragande, guy. Oh, God damn it. Bob's here, and Bob's in PA. He says, I've been discovering that those old World War II movies are great. Well, maybe that's some required viewing for us here. Can you imagine if it just unlocks something in his brain and his dementia leaves the system over the guns of Navarone? His body was providing us with a clue, and all we had to do was watch the Guns of Navarone 1961 film starring Gregory Peck and Anthony Quinn. All right. Speaking of the COVID shot, there is a new highly transmissible COVID-19 strain fueling a wave of infections across the U.S. Now, when I see COVID and words like highly transmissible and fueling a wave of infections across the U.S., it immediately takes me back. Can you imagine how, let's just say, for the sake of this discussion, that that's true and it takes off and it's highly transmissible, and for the sake of this fictitious, based on fact, but fictitious conversation, it's the mortality rate is 50%. Like 50% of people who get it will die, which is remarkable. Remarkably high. If it's that, if we go through another COVID like that, but that much more worse, with the current regime that we have, there would be no social distancing. There'd be no masking. There would be no encouraging of getting vaccinated. There would be none of that. And it would be a mass casualty event. It would be, that is the last thing that the current administration would want because of the death toll that would happen, because everybody was so hell-bent against anything that was actually keeping them alive for some reason. It was the weirdest fucking thing. What a ridiculous time that was. Just in time for our respiratory virus season, this new strain is fueling a wave of infections. It's known informally as Stratus. It is the XFG variant. Stratus's ability to evade immune system defenses has propelled it past the dominant COVID strain known as Nimbus. God, I didn't hear about any of these. I remember there was Delta and there was Omicron. That's about all I remember. Do you remember any other weirdo names for COVID strains? So RSV is common in this time of year, common cold, flu, and COVID. Now, they find this out because of people like Chris in Buffalo, who works in the wastewater industry. The viral activity is showing up in wastewater, and it's moderate nationally. It was moderate nationally as of September 20th. 19 states are reporting high or very high levels of the virus in wastewater, with Nevada, Utah, Connecticut, and Delaware leading the way. Stratus is a hybrid of two Omicron substrains, was initially detected in January in Southeast Asia and in the U.S. in the spring. It had spread to 38 countries by June, promoting the World Health Organization to describe it as a variant under monitoring. Stratus is known to cause hoarseness and a scratchy or sore throat, which can be mistaken for allergies. Most Stratus cases are mild, so this probably isn't that big of a deal, especially for those who are vaccinated, just like your old pal EZ right here. However, this strain carries unique mutations that enhance its ability to evade antibodies gained from prior COVID infections or vaccinations. So just get your damn shot. The symptoms include razor blade throat. That's what they call it. Practice good hygiene, improve indoor air ventilation and filtration, stay up to date with your vaccines. The only reason why I got mine was because it was in front of me today. In fact, when the doc said, hey, you're up for this, this, and this. And I said, yeah, I'll take them all. She actually pumped her fist. She went, yes. Like, it must have been the first person that had done it. Because you know that most of the world is stupid when it comes to these vaccinations. A large number of the population, I think 999 million out of 999 million out of a billion, actually will turn it down. There is a suggestion on the chat that the stream has taken a dump. That makes me not so happy. Let's hang with it for a minute or two and see if we can keep it going. Stevie says her stream took a dump. Uh-oh. Perfect time to take a drink. I'll be right back. It's so embarrassing. Hello! Hopefully, Bob says you forgot to loop it. Yes, I did. I did. I did forget to loop the music. All right. Welcome back. I think the feed took a dump. But I believe it's back now. Again, for no known reason. So frustrating. Okay. So we made it so far. It's probably going to crap out again. We talked about the story about the lady Stephanie Boone. Okay, so she lives around here where I live, and she started following me on Facebook because I called her a hag, and she saw that. But I think she's got pretty thick skin, and she's one of these ladies I've described her as. She was the one who, if you remember, there was all the there was a lot of talk in the last couple of years culturally about these books that are in libraries. One like Gender Queer, which features things we've talked about on this show, and I guess I understand why a parent might be like, "Wait a minute, what the hell is this?" There's a couple of panels on this illustrated book where one chick, swear to God, has a strap on, and the other chick is on her knees giving oral to the strap on. And it's in the library in schools. And there's also another panel where you see the chick's hand. She's figuring out her own body. And one of the things she discovers, swear to God, is vag slime. And it shows, like, her hand with this slime on it that comes apparently from a woman's private parts. No one knew about these books in the school. When it was discovered that schools have books like this on their shelves, some parents got pissed off. Now, I don't know if they're pissed off because of the content or they're pissed off because they're homophobes. But it seems like it's always the usual suspects who are the far right wingers who bitch about this shit. Let me say this. If I'm a teenager in school and I find out that there's a book in the library where I can see a panel of one chick with a dildo strapped onto her body and another chick blowing the dildo, I am going to seek that book out. So, because that's just what a teenage boy would do. If you see something like that, now that's under the context of the culture from 1980. The culture from 2025 is probably most children under the age of one regularly look at home porno or porno from their home computers. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.